I'm Ron Taylor. A partial government shutdown is now in effect after funding for the Department of Homeland Security lapsed at midnight on Friday.
The shutdown comes as the White House and Democrats were not able to agree over President Trump's immigration enforcement agenda. While core immigration agencies like ICE and CBP have some reserve funding, other agencies, including TSA, FEMA, the Coast Guard, and the Secret Service, will bear the brunt of the lapse. Most TSA employees are expected to work without immediate pay to keep airport security operational.
Correspondent Ken Lormond. The U.S. House recently passed the Housing for the 21st Century Act. Republican Brian Stile of Wisconsin said it's critical legislation aimed at addressing the country's housing shortage.
Making sure that we are increasing supply by cutting regulatory red tape is the focus of the Housing Act that passed the House of Representatives. And what we're trying to do is bring down that cost of housing so that families can move into a home that they need.
Stile was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has offered a reassuring message to American allies. He struck a less aggressive but firm tone earlier today about the Trump administration's intent to reshape the transatlantic alliance and push its priorities after more than a year of President Trump's narrative toward traditional allies. Rubio addressed the Munich Security Conference a year after Vice President J.D. Vance stunned the same audience with harsh critique of European values. The Swiss Foreign Ministry says Iran and the United States will hold a second round of talks over Tehran's nuclear program this week. Oman, which welcomed the first round of indirect talks February 6th, will host the talks in Geneva. The ministry did not specify which days. President Trump has warned Iran against any failure to reach an agreement and has repeatedly threatened to use force to compel Tehran to limit its nuclear options. This is SRN News. Support for Israel runs deep in the Christian community.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 84% of respondents believe it is important for believers to pray regularly for the Jewish state. 73% think Christians should be urging the federal government to support Israel, and more than two-thirds feel it is incumbent upon them to personally donate money to Israel. Amongst the general U.S. population, support for the Jewish state is down a bit. Michael Harrington reporting.
A local architect in Turkey is on a mission to restore a 166-year-old Greek Orthodox church that was long a beacon of her hometown's past. Busegul believes restoring the church, left mostly in ruins by the earthquakes in southern Turkey 3 years ago, will help locals reconnect to the city of Antakya. After years of planning, campaigning, and fundraising, her team recently uncovered the foundations of St. Paul's Church from under a pile of rubble. This is SRN News. A jury fails to reach a verdict in the trial of Stanford protesters.
A judge in San Jose, California, has declared a mistrial in the case of five Stanford University students and alumni who barricaded themselves in the school president's office during a pro-Palestinian protest in June of 2024. After deliberating for 5 days, jurors said they were deadlocked on a verdict on conspiracy to trespass and vandalism charges. Santa Clara County's district attorney said he will pursue a new trial. One of the defendants, German Gonzalez, told the AP that the district attorney's office was unable to convict them, even with Stanford University and other multi-billion-dollar institutions behind them. I'm Jennifer King.
Police activity reported 2 miles from Nancy Guthrie's home in Tucson last night as a warrant was served at a home. At least 4 people were detained in connection with the investigation. The Pima County Sheriff's Department says the scene was connected to the Guthrie case, but no arrests were made, and the investigation continues. More details at srnnews.com.